Before Neil Patelia, thank you for downloading the latest episode of the Indians Type Show. A quick announcement, if anyone is interested in creating their own podcast, you can check out my class on Skillshare.com. It's called Getting Your Podcast Off the Ground. I've been teaching this for over 15 months now and have over 500 students, and it's had great testimonials. So check out the show notes on this podcast for more information on how you can get started. I've been podcasting for over a year now. I really love it. You get to build something amazing that you own 100%. You get 100% creative control. You can do whatever you want. And it's a lot of fun. So check out the link on the show notes and you can do your own podcast. Okay, so on with the show. This week I chat to Ganesh Shankar. He's the co-founder of FluxGen. It's a startup company based in Bangalore. They've been developing a low-cost and local Internet of Things solution for energy and water management. So in this podcast, we'll talk about how we got started, how it actually works, the ups and downs of entrepreneurial life to bootstrapping the company. And we also talk about management styles and why the 14th of February is an important date. It's nothing to do with Valentine's Day. And he talks about an inspiring cycling adventure as well. So please enjoy the show. Thank you. Hello, Ganesh. Thank you for coming on the Indian Startup Show today.
Thank you very much, Neil, for inviting me to this podcast.
Excellent. Please tell the listeners what you're building.
So we are an energy and water management systems company. Mm-hmm. We use the concept of Internet of Things, artificial intelligence, machine learning to make this efficient for the customers to save their water and energy. So that's our product.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And where did you get the idea from? How did this all start?
So I used to work with General Electric, GE, and I realized that I was not contributing much from what I had gained. And most of my education was actually public funded in India. So I thought I should do something for something in India. Mm-hmm. And I moved to a village it's called Ujjiri, somewhere near Mangalore in South India, mm-hmm. to understand how electrification happens in rural areas. Mm-hmm. And during that time, I realized that solar power is actually the most prominent places where there's no grid. Mm-hmm. And I realized that solar had become fairly unpopular because of the technology. It is not, people are not able to differentiate where it was something, things were going wrong in solar, and they're just blaming it on the solar panels. Then I realized that you should probably measure each parameter in a solar system, mm-hmm. and understand where what is going on wrong. And I realized the problem was not actually with the solar panels, but the overall system. So I realized that monitoring plays a very important role, mm-hmm. in actually building new forms of energy generation. I mean, help making it popular and fixing the issues with this thing. So that's how we got into, I started this company called FluxGen Engineering in the year end of 2011, mm-hmm. and wanted to focus on monitoring this solar plants. Mm-hmm. During this process, most of the plants were very far, so we wanted to put this data over internet, and then we started putting all the solar data into the internet, and we realized that it would help in monitoring anywhere in the world. So that's how we actually got into Internet of Things. We didn't know that what we were doing called Internet of Things, but we realized it was actually Internet of Things. And during this process, we also realized that it's as much as you generate electricity, if you can actually save energy, it is much better than actually generating more. So we actually started doing the measurement of energy consumption as well, apart from energy generation. Mm-hmm. Realized that the amount of water consumed actually plays a very significant role in energy consumption. Mm-hmm. If you can save water, you can actually save energy. Mm-hmm. So in this, with this, we actually started connecting the water flow meters and water level also. This helped us understand that maximum share of energy actually goes in water pumping. And that's how we actually came up with our product, Energy and Water Manager, mm-hmm. which actually can actually save your water if you can first measure it and get some kind of a prescriptive alerts on saving it.
Mm-hmm. And how's it going so far? Can you share some stats, perhaps?
So it's been excellent in terms of journey, mm-hmm. But it's been a kind of up and down in terms of facing entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. I mean, I call it excellent because I love troubles. I love challenges. I think that's what makes it exciting to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And we've been last year, I mean, in terms of we made about one crore revenue last year, mm-hmm. and we are doing good. We are hoping to make a better revenue this year and in future. Mm-hmm. And I think initially it was very tough. I mean, you don't know where to start. I mean, I didn't really start this journey with a business plan. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is something the most stupid thing to do right now if I had to start a company. But back then, I was just kind of excited to just start off on my own, and I didn't really have much plans. But the journey has taught me many things. I mean, probably that's what probably I can share in mm-hmm. this please podcast. Yeah. What's the pain area that you are solving of a customer should be very clear when you start a company, and what's the value of that pain and how solving that would either make you profitable or solve a social issue, social problem. And I would probably say if your intentions are good, I think somehow everything will work out fine. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. You said you like troubles and challenges. If you can give me some examples then.
Starting with actually, we didn't really have any kind of technology backing or any kind of technology that you want to work. Mm-hmm. So I was like kind of very not sure how to start off. And so we were trying various tools, and that was one of the challenges at the start. And to build a team itself was a big challenge because you are zero and you yourself not have much of a plan ahead. Mm-hmm. So how to get people on board to get to work with you? So that was again challenging at the start. But when once we have clarity on what we are doing, what problem we are solving, it was much easier to get people on board and help them understand how solving this problem is going to benefit the society and also this learning. I mean, something learning in this field would enhance their own growth. Mm-hmm. I think finances also was a big issue. In fact, I started this company with my provident fund savings from my job in General Electric. Okay. I mean, 2011 September, it was not like this startup era of India had not really started up. So I just saved on money from my job and I started it. And so finance has also, I mean, I think finance, problem in finance is not a negative thing. It's an advantage because you become more creative and you actually come up with new ideas when you are actually in this kind of financial thing. So you want to develop something that makes more valuable case for your product. Mm-hmm.
How long did it take you to get your first customer?
Oh, it took nearly 1 year, 2 months to get our first customer. I mean, pretty much that period. I still remember the date. I mean, like, it was 14th February. I never got any... I was never successful in love that
day. That's Valentine's Day, I think.
Yeah, exactly, Valentine's Day. And I got a proposal from the company
on
that.
Proposal, yeah. You didn't get a rose, you got a contract.
Yeah, I got a contract, not roses. So that was good fun. I mean, I remember that day very much. It took nearly 1 year, 2 months to get the first thing.
Is that what you expected, though, that it would take this long to get your first customer?
I was actually kind of prepared for it, and I knew that I didn't have that entrepreneurial thing in my genes. So I come from a family of teachers, so I thought it's going to be hard. So I was prepared for it, and I was actually glad when I got that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Moving forward then, moving forward, what is the aims and objectives, say, over the next 24 months? Where do you want to be?
See, I think the aim is to make sure that how precisely we can identify energy and water wastage from our IoT systems. So that would involve machine learning applied to artificial intelligence. I think that would be one of our very important focus area. So mostly on the platform play. I mean, I want to make the whole system more of a platform play rather than hardware driven. Mm-hmm. And we want to acquire, get customers who consume water energy excessively, like paper manufacturing companies and many of this chemical factories and various other firms which actually consume a lot of energy and water to for their processes, which helps them save their income in input cost. Mm-hmm. So I want to try to involve other components which help, I mean, which actually increases energy consumption. Perhaps like heating of water is another important component, and probably temperature inside various areas that also contributes to energy consumption. So we want to add, see what are the other components which consume. So we want to monitor that and help in saving energy and water to our customers.
It seems quite busy. How do you keep on top of things then?
So I think I should credit most of the work that we do to my team. I think I've got an amazing team who are actually kind of curious, and they are kind of really, they're just not doing the work that is probably given. They are actually evolving on their own to realize that there's so much of thing happening, and we have regular conversation, and they work in like a family. So I would say my contribution to the company is just around probably 5%, 95% of work is done by my team. So I think the most important thing that I would say is my team is thinking. So that's helping me grow. So I think that's what I want to make sure that always happens in the company. The DNA of the company is like, you're not just giving low work. It should be like the company thinks on its own to make things happen.
What's your management style then? Is it like hands-off then, I assume?
So my management style is very simple. When I go to my colleagues, I ask them, you focus on the work, I'll focus on your career.
Okay.
So that has worked fine to me. And I truly think, if I have to tell you, that I started the company mainly to make a great work environment. And I always thought my colleagues should be really successful. I mean, the most successful people in this world. So so I always focus on my people, I think. They actually focus on the work. So if any progress has been done in the work, I think I should credit on that focus. So that's been my management focus. I focus on people, and people focus on the work.
How would you compare the management style at GE to the one at FluxGen then? The same or different?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think the core values of GE was imagination at work, and I really value that. Has helped me actually imagine a lot. But I think as the company is like a nearly 100-year-old company, so I would say it's one of the fantastic company too. I think that 2 years of my job in GE helped me almost like learn what I could learn in MBA school. But I guess I was not at the top of this one or something like that. So I didn't get that care for people that what I wanted. So my expectations were high in terms of what the people in the company should get. So I would say GE is a very customer-driven company, and in terms of Lux, and I always wanted to make it employee-centric company. I mean, completely make sure that. So I don't know how it pays in terms of profit and loss, but at least I count the happiness of my people above all. So I don't know if it is right to compare the management style of GE, but yes, I think with respect to FluxGen, it is about people first.
But what were the reactions of your friends and family when you told them you were quitting GE to start up this business?
You would probably laugh at it. My mother told me, "Who would marry you?" I mean, like entrepreneurship is like, at least 2010 actually, is like was considered like a forbidden path in middle class family. I'm sure you would be able to connect to it. I mean, like my mom was really upset. But my father was very happy that I always had this kind of crazy dreams and projects in my mind, dream projects in my mind. And he's always seen me successful. And he's seen me overcome failures. So my father was very happy, though he didn't explicitly express it. So some of my relatives were like my uncles were really disappointed that I probably took the decision in haste. But in fact, they are the one who actually supported me all these years. So I must say, like, I'm very thankful to especially two of my uncles, Dr. Gopal and Chandru Timmappaya. So one is my dad's younger brother and one is my mom's elder brother. So they actually came in board as board of directors to my company. And they have supported me all this while to actually grow this business and gave me very sound advice and being very critical about my actions, which helped me take right decision when I'm actually going in wrong. So I must say the family has been a strength.
Actually, do you think anyone can be an entrepreneur then?
I think... I mean, everybody are entrepreneurs in their own way. Because entrepreneurship for me is like a coming new way of doing things, which is not prevalent. I mean, there's a big difference between a businessman and an entrepreneur. A businessman probably adopts existing business model. An entrepreneur comes up with a new business model, which... so I think everybody are entrepreneurs in their own way, but it's... what level of risk taking they bring in their life actually probably call them a mainstream entrepreneur. So I think anybody could probably be an entrepreneur if I mean if we call with the mainstream terminology, that if you call me Ganesh Shankar as an entrepreneur. So I would say yes, of course. But at the same time, I would say like all, I mean, there's no really probably. We think that the entrepreneurs alone make the dent. I mean, like probably Robert. I mean, Einstein was not an entrepreneur, but his contribution has helped so many entrepreneurs make great things. So we should always keep in mind that yes, the entrepreneurs actually take things that are developed, but others, the people who actually develop some things, may not have been entrepreneur in the mainstream terminology.
Excellent. Okay, so you've had a quite an interesting entrepreneurial journey. Has anything surprised you about your entrepreneurial journey so far?
I think what has, I mean, probably made me realize is that I met some really wonderful minds during this process. I think like entrepreneurship network that I actually built actually become from the good friends, and have been able to do a lot of other adventures, unlike just some. I've been able to do a lot of cycle rides during this process with these friends. So I would say entrepreneurship just opened up my whole like friends network in different ways. And I mean, the kind of internship that the internship that we offer in our company has helped us actually make things from, I mean, build things from people who are just so raw, and but with great imagination. So this has been a great learning as far as whole journey is concerned. So that's what I would say. The whole purpose, I think, has now become turned out to the learning. I've learned many new things, and the possibility of learning that would happen in the future, I don't know, it's just boundless. So that's what I think has been the some kind of an experience that I would say just fantastic.
You mentioned the future. What is the future of Indian startups then? Is it still booming, or is a few going to fail in your view?
So I think it is like the startup ecosystem in India is going to just grow like anything. I would say it has probably just started now. So, I mean, like, as you said, I mean, anybody could be an entrepreneur. The question that you would have asked me like 20 years back, I would have seen, I would probably, my answer, if I was of this age, I would have said probably no directly. So it requires only some. But considering that it has become more possible, so I think recently one of the chief minister of a major state in Karnataka said an entrepreneur in every family is what is their vision for the state. So I think it's going to grow like anything. And creativity wise, I think Indians are grown up in an environment where they have got some cultural advantage in terms of this one, history and the mythology that we study, I somehow feel there's a cultural advantage. Mm-hmm. I mean, the kind of thinking Indians probably go through with great epics like Mahabharata, Ramayana, actually gives them a lot of insight about the philosophy at a very high level. Mm-hmm. And that actually opens up them to actually achieve greater and greater things. I think there's a great scope for the cultural advantage in to be more with more fortitude to have and courage, which are very important aspect in entrepreneurship, like for risk taking, that you say. So and the kind of ecosystem that we have, that the great software leaders built in 90s, mm-hmm. is going to play a very important role in actually building innovative products. And I would say the future of tech is somewhere lying around artificial intelligence and machine learning analytics, which are centered around software and the cloud. So considering the fact India made big leads in 90s and 2000, so we'll probably catch up on that, especially in the tech space. And also in terms of maker movement is happening in India like anything. Mm-hmm. So a lot of makers are building. So fabrication, making products is also going to be much easier than before. Mm-hmm. So even the government initiatives in terms of Make in India and Startup India are also going to play a very crucial role in making products from India. I mean, that probably we would see a lot in the future. So that badge, like Made in India, you would probably see a lot. Mm-hmm. And there's definite advantage that Indians have because of the population as well. So, and considering the fact, like a lot of engineers graduate from India, I think maximum in the world, if my stats are not wrong. Mm-hmm. So, many part of the segment of engineers would actually take up entrepreneurship in tech. So, just like, a really, really great scope for India to become one of the startup centers for the world.
Last few questions then. What should first-time founders be focusing on, in your opinion?
I think they should be focusing on the problem statement, mm-hmm. what problem they're solving. And they should focus, also make sure that they spend little at the early stage. Mm-hmm. And really be conscious on what they're spending on. And they should focus on a team, mm-hmm. Right kind of people into the thing. Like, they should have complementary skill set. Mm-hmm. I think these are the three things that's on top of my head. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what's like the main quality that an entrepreneur should have?
Patience. Mm-hmm. I think that's, if I have to say three important qualities, patience. I think that's what counts, because it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take a long time, mm-hmm. and they should have that kind of thing. It's all going to work out fine. Mm-hmm. I think that's the most important thing. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned cycling before. I believe you went on some sort of cycling adventure.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think cycling has played a very important role in building this whole patience in my life. Mm-hmm. So after coming back from leaving my job in General Electric and coming back to Bangalore, I wanted to build an inspiration for my own self. Mm-hmm. I have always been inspired by people. I thought I should do something inspire me for next 10 years or so. So I started doing this long distance cycle rides. Like, we did the cycle ride from Bangalore to Goa, which is around 600 kilometers. Mm-hmm. That journey was just amazing in terms of the kind of people we met, mm-hmm. kind of experiences that we had, like a lot of cycle punches and mm-hmm. failing. So all this thing actually helped us to actually overcome a lot of difficulties, which built a mental strength. And after doing that cycle ride, I thought if I could do this cycle ride, I could probably do anything in this world. So that has acted as an inspiration to me so far in my entrepreneurial journey. So I think adventure has played a very important role. I've done so many cycle rides in this 5-6 years, around probably 20,000 kilometers cumulative. Wow. So
on the same bike
every time. Yeah, the cycle, yes. So I feel this cycle rides has acted as some kind of a sheet anchor role in my career so far. So yeah, I think if you have some kind of an adventure or some kind of hobby or like music, something that you want to play or you want to do, it acts like a good companion when you're going through a stressful career as an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay, last question then. For people who want more information on you and FluxGen, how do they connect or get more information?
So they can drop a mail, contact@fluxgentech.com. Mm-hmm. I think that is the best way to connect with us. I'd be always happy to, I'm sure if they actually put a hashtag India Startup Podcast, that would be really great in the subject line. Yeah. Cool. So, and I'd be more than happy to connect with them and share my ideas and probably help in whatever ways they are doing in terms of startup journey.
Excellent. Ganesh, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much, Neil. It was very nice talking to you and it's a great experience, I should say, last 20 minutes.
Excellent. Thanks to Ganesh for coming on the show today. That's the end of the show. If you liked it, please leave a rating and review of the show. Just search for The Indian Startup Show on iTunes, Stitcher and Overcast. We're also on Pocket Cast, Downcast, Instacast, Pocket Kit and Apple TV. If you are building something exciting, please send me an email, hello@neilpatel.co or tweet @IndianStartupSH or go to facebook.com/IndianStartupShow. Until next, thank you and goodbye.